This is the Midnight Ramble Show. My name's Tom Duffy. Pleased to be with you this weekend. In the studio with me from Valparaiso, Indiana, longtime disc jockey Len Ellis. Len is a member of the card-carrying number one member of the Country Music Association. He's also been voted one of the most influential country DJs in the United States. He's a member of the Country Disc Jockeys Organization's Hall of Fame. Has many awards for his many years of service to the promotion of country music in upstate Indiana and in the Chicago area. Currently has, to his credit, three radio stations in the Valparaiso area. Four. I get it right, Len. Four. We should also say that not only does Len have a son who is a manager of a radio station, he has a daughter as well here in Yellow Springs. Nina Ellis is the station manager of WYSO.
And I'm very proud of her, too, I'll tell
and
you.
It's no secret around here, Len. Perhaps it will be to you, but maybe not. You won't be surprised to know that Nina has been such an asset to this station.
I don't
this
know
community.
Whether you know that. She's a Peabody Award winner four times.
I
three
did not
times,
know
four
that,
times.
That's very impressive. Four times.
And has had a best-selling book. I'm yes. very proud of her. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
As we are, and we're so grateful as... Len, let's get to some music. Let's listen to an individual. You were telling a story about off the air a little bit earlier this evening. This is Chet Atkins. I'll have you repeat that story after we hear this. This is Chet, and in his younger years, I didn't look this up. This is probably 53 or 54, and he's playing a sort of a jazzy number with Jethro Burns on the mandolin, and it's called the Barbershop Rag. Chet Atkins and Jethro Burns. You knew both.
I knew them both.
And tell us about Chet Atkins, who became the country guitarist who became very influential in Nashville business.
Yeah, he was, to quote Homer from Homer and Jethro. They were brother-in-laws, by the way. Homer Haynes and Chet Atkins. Homer Haynes' wife and Chet Atkins were brother and sister. Homer once told me, he said he was such a dedicated musician. He said he'd get an idea. We'd all be sitting there having supper, he said, family. And Chet would get up and they'd go look for him. And there he was on a porch playing the guitar because he had an idea. But he had a lot of ideas. And he became RCA's man in Nashville. He was the one that took me around, as I mentioned earlier, and showed me.
That was your first trip to Nashville.
My first trip.
Tell us about that. What happened when you first rolled into Nashville?
Well, the RCA Victor people told me to see their man. And I didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. He says he'll meet you at such and such place and so forth. So I was standing there, and this old car pulls up. And he says, are you Len Ellis? I says, yeah. He says, come on with me. Get in. He says, I'm here. I'm Chet Atkins. I didn't know him very well, to tell you the truth. I knew the name. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm going to show you around. So he did. We went to the Parthenon. We went here. We went all over town. And Nashville wasn't that big a country town yet. And we had lunch together. And he told me he had plans for a different guitar and what he was going to do with it and so forth. And then told me he had to leave because he had to go to the Prince Albert portion of the Grand Ole Opry, which was the only thing that they rehearsed. And he had to be there for rehearsal at 3 o'clock. But I saw him when he received an honor from the Disc Jockey Association not so long ago. And he was in very bad straits. Very bad straits. He could hardly walk. And somebody went over to him, and they were going to help him on the stage, and he would not allow it. He said, no, don't touch me. Leave me alone. He came up on the stage. He crawled up on his hands and knees to get up to the top to show how much he believed in the people who gave him the honor. I thought it was a very, very touching scene.
A very innovative guitar player.
Yeah.
And so influential. Sort of took the Merle Travis style and modernized it a little bit.
Well, he was there for the Nashville sound.
Tell us about that. What is the Nashville sound?
He created using the backup singers, using the best musicians and so forth. He put this together. Floyd Kramer on the piano, and I'm trying to remember them all, but this has come back quickly. But he told me once, he said, you know, I'm really sorry I ever started it.
You're kidding.
No, that's the truth. He said, I'm sorry I ever started the Nashville sound.
Well, let's put that in perspective. The Nashville sound to me, that means two things. One is that there was this very positive studio culture where the backup musicians, the musicians on the recordings, really didn't write down their notes as they would in, say, New York City or in Los Angeles. So Nashville developed a reputation for creativity and for improvisation. That's why a lot of the even pop artists like Bob Dylan wanted to go to Nashville to record, because they had a different approach, and that's part of the Nashville sound. And Chet Atkins had, as you say, the architecture of that movement, but it also had another part to it, and that was the backup singers, the Anita Kerr singers, and the strings, yeah. and a real conscious effort to go after a pop market.
No doubt about it. These people were doing great in country, but they wanted that crossover hit. They wanted to become another Jim Reeves and get a crossover. And Owen Bradley was showing them how to do it. Well, you cut this out, you use this. You don't use that, you use this. Put it all together. And if you were selling 100,000 records in country and you could hit the pop charts, you could sell a million records.
And people did.
And people did.
Mm-hmm. Some of it great music. I got to admit, I listen to Patsy Cline, and I weep with her as she's singing, and she's part of that movement. But it led to a lot of watered-down music as well. And perhaps I can sympathize with Chet Atkins if he regretted that in later life. I don't know.
I keep saying there's two kinds today. There's two kinds. There's country and almost country.
Almost country. I think there's mostly that.